A Latonia man was seriously hurt in a Pennsylvania crash. The state police says the man was riding a motorcycle on U.S. 322 west of Linesville Saturday afternoon when he sideswiped another motorcycle as they attempted to make a left turn. His motorcycle went into the opposite lane of travel and came to rest on top of the operator. He was flown to St. Elizabeth Health Center with serious injuries. The other rider, also from Latonia, was taken to Meadville Medical Center with unknown injuries. Neither rider was wearing a helmet. The crash is under investigation. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force made two arrests this weekend. Saturday, 48-year-old Robert Lutman of Latonia was charged with engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. He reportedly responded to an ad offering money for sex posted for the Salem Super Cruise. He was convicted of similar charges for an arrest in East Palestine in 2022. 30-year-old Johnny Wilson of Opelousas, Louisiana, was arrested Sunday after responding to the same ad. Police found he was wanted on a warrant from Harris County, Texas. Wilson allegedly had been using his son's Social Security number, claiming his son's tax return, and allegedly committing a murder. One person killed in a Youngstown incident Sunday night. The 18-year-old female victim was sitting in a vehicle parked on Glenwood Avenue near Sherwood at around 11 o'clock. WFMJ-TV reports police found more than 90 shell casings in the street, but ShotSpotter detected 131 rounds fired. The vehicle had shattered windows and two tires had been flattened. The victim died at a hospital. Several entities have been sued by the estate of the man killed in last month's explosion at the Realty Tower in Youngstown. The suit was filed on behalf of the estate of 27-year-old Chase Bank employee Akil Drake. It names building owner YO Properties, Enbridge Gas Ohio, LY Property Management, and Greenheart Companies, whose crews were working in the building. According to WFMJ-TV, the suit blames workers who cut a gas line. The NTSB says it's investigating why the inactive service line was pressurized when it was cut. The suit in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court seeks unspecified damages. Recently hired superintendent of Latonia City Schools facing theft charges, 43-year-old Gerald DeBocchio, was hired 3 weeks ago after serving as principal of East Palestine High School. He was charged after that district said a number of electronic devices went missing from the principal's office June 7th. WKBN-TV reports surveillance video showed DeBocchio entering his office with a backpack and an empty bag and leaving later in the day with the bags full. An investigation reportedly ended with laptops, tablets, TVs, and other items found in his vehicle. The value of the items, nearly $4,400. The treasurer of the Girard School District has resigned after the state auditor's office says a change in contract language allowed him to be paid nearly $500,000 in 1 year. The pay increase to Mark Bellow was part of a retire-rehire agreement. The Board of Education approved a change that saw his pay go from about $189,000 in 2022 to more than $460,000 the next year. It concerned Bellow's base salary and a bonus for any grants brought into the district. An audit notes many of the members believe Bellow's pay would be cut rather than raised. The district says in the future the board will consider outside counsel to review contracts. Bellow resigned during a special board meeting Friday. Tuition at Youngstown State University will increase. The school's finance committee approved a 3% hike effective this fall. Incoming freshmen will pay about $5,500 a semester. Current students will not see an increase. The school says its undergraduate tuition is third lowest in the state. The committee also created a similar tuition structure for a Jefferson County location designed for students affected by the closure of Eastern Gateway Community College. YSU also says credit rating agency Standard & Poor's revised its outlook from negative to stable. Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force offering a reward for information leading to the capture of Jesse Gulley. Gulley wanted by marshals for a federal probation violation and was identified as its fugitive of the week. The 44-year-old described as 6 feet tall, black, 244 pounds, and is known to frequent the Canton and Cleveland areas. Anyone with information encouraged to call 1-866-4-WANTED. A special election Tuesday will decide who will fill the 6th District Congressional seat. The choice is between Republican Michael Rooley and Democrat Michael Kripchak. The winner will fill the remainder of the term left behind by Bill Johnson, who resigned to become Youngstown State University president. Absentee votes must be postmarked by today or turned into the County Board of Elections by 7:30 Tuesday night. More than three dozen horses died after being trapped in a burning barn in Logan County Saturday afternoon. The Richland Fire Department said authorities were called just after noon to a barn on Route 638 just north of Northwood. Crews were able to extinguish the blaze but confirmed 43 horses died. One person was treated for burns with the victim's condition unknown. The cause of the fire is under investigation.